Welcome to the December 2009 edition of Judd's New England Journal, the rather curious monthly musings of Judson Hale, the editor-in-chief of Yankee Magazine, published since 1935 in Dublin, New Hampshire. Revisiting the Imperfect Little Angel. 30 years ago this month, I wrote about a little boy named Primo. Many people found it hilarious and have often asked for a repeat. Well, okay. There's no question the quintessence of Christmas in my mind is my memories of Christmas in Vanceboro, Maine, where I grew up during the 1930s and 40s. Packed in a four-horse sleigh, singing carols, oyster stew down by the bonfire next to our skating pond, opening stockings in the freezing dark, and on. However, of all the memories, perhaps the most vivid to me, is the Christmas play put on by my mother at our school every year. And there's no question the most memorable of all the Christmas plays was the very first one, which began with a totally unexpected and sudden roar of laughter from the audience that threatened to reduce the whole solemn religious affair into a ludicrous debacle. Here's what happened. One of the angels in the play that first year was a little 8-year-old boy named Primo. My mother made a special point of casting Primo as an angel because she felt it might give him some idea of the respect due the Lord's name. Primo, you see, swore shockingly, well and constantly. On arriving at school in the morning, he seemed unable to give a simple greeting to his teacher without it containing some sort of blasphemy in his hoarse, penetrating little voice of his. Well, throughout the 2 weeks of rehearsals prior to the performance, during which time Primo and the other angels painstakingly built their wings with wire, wood slats, and papier-mâché, Primo seemed to respond beautifully to his angel role. The incidents of his swearing became noticeably less frequent. Finally, for the 3 days before the performance, Primo's language was befitting an angel. He wasn't heard to swear at all. Then the performance. There were 100 or more people in attendance, waiting in reverent silence for the curtain to rise. Snow fell gently among the pines outside the red schoolhouse where we were. My family and friends were in elaborate costumes, complete with wire halos, where appropriate, behind the curtain, quietly taking our places and soothing the restless live animals in the nativity setting, a moment of hushed expectancy. It was a moment suddenly shattered by the instantly recognizable voice of Primo. "Some S.O.B.," he bellowed, using the full words that the initials represent, "stole my G.D. wings," unquote. Those initials, unfortunately, were also expressed in their spelled-out form. The immediate reaction throughout the building was a shocked intake of breath in unison. Then came the explosion of laughter. It lasted, it seemed, to us at least, for 5 minutes, during which time my mother found Primo's wings in a closet behind the stage, strapped them on him, and raised the curtain to begin the performance. I don't think any of our subsequent Christmas nativity plays ever quite captured the special magic or the dramatic opening lines of that first one so many years ago. As to Primo, his full name was Earl Primo Morris. He finished school, eventually went on to have a long and successful career in the United States Army, eventually retiring and returning to his home and family in Presque Isle, Maine. When he passed away last August, his daughter, Pamela, read the 30-year-old and longer version of the above story at his funeral. God bless you, Primo, and Merry Christmas, everyone.